Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL.
A lot of Carolina Blue gloating going on over Walker Kessler. This is Archansky with Tuesday Sports Notebook. Another outcome that made the weekend all the sweeter to be a Tar Heel was Auburn going down to unranked Miami and Kessler playing his worst game for Bruce Pearl. Of course, it's a much larger story beginning almost 1 year ago when Kessler's father, a former college basketball player, showed up in Chapel Hill after Carolina's painful NCAA loss to Wisconsin to meet with Roy Williams. Chad Kessler reportedly told Roy that he wasn't using his son the right way, that Walker is really a stretch forward who needs to shoot three-pointers when he's open. Roy offered to show Kessler the video and stats they keep on every practice, explain why Walker was playing behind Garrison Brooks, Armando Bacot, and De'Ron Chopp, and wasn't shooting any three balls. He hadn't earned the right in practice, which determines who plays and what they're allowed to do in games. Williams said he believed Walker could become one of UNC's great players, but he wasn't there yet. A month later, Hubert Davis snatched up Brady Manek as his true stretch four. In the one-sided loss to unranked Miami, Kessler got into foul trouble early and wound up with a miserable stat line of 2 points and two rebounds in 13 minutes. The TV cameras closed in on his sad face as he finished the season shooting 20% from the arc. While Kessler has been a projected first-round draft pick for months, his stock has likely dropped as Auburn went 6-5 in its last 11 games and is losing its true star Jabari Smith to the NBA. Pearl, banned from coaching for 3 years after he lied to NCAA investigators while at Tennessee, received a $52 million contract extension about the time his team's collapse began. He has told the Kesslers what they wanted to hear while recruiting them out of the transfer portal. And Walker was a great rebounder and shot blocker, but he's far from the stretch four, his father claimed. It may indeed be poetry in motion that Carolina and Brady Manek are in the Sweet 16 and Kessler and his new team are home starting their offseason. For now, at least, it is the trade Tar Heels everywhere are laughing about all the way to Philadelphia. This is Archansky. See ya.